The sixth breakdown. In today's headlines, Malema's family ties to VBS are $5.9 million is alleged to have been paid from Floyd's brother to Malema's relative. Jair Bolsonaro's Social Liberalism Party has jumped from irrelevance to become the second largest party in Brazil overnight. This is according to the New York Times, illustrates that Brazil has joined the ranks of countries tilting to the far right by choosing Jair Bolsonaro, a fiery and divisive populist, as president. Political analysts have told News 24 the latest scandal involving Home Affairs Minister Maluci Gigaba and a video containing material of sexual nature will have no impact on his career. The ANC's Integrity Commission will today present the Gauteng Provincial Executive Committee, PEC, with a report, which is expected to recommend the provincial leaders. Ktani Mahanqu and Brian Long will be expelled from the provincial executive. The ANC has completely forfeited its right to be re-elected in 2019. It knows it, and is running scared. But the odds are that it will still win, even though with its smallest majority yet, writes Roger Southall. Recently, President Cyril Ramaphosa held a summit to discuss the pressing need for investment, economic growth and job creation. However, such conversation must be frank and honest, writes Herman Mashaba. There is much to be excited about in Cyril Ramaphosa's pragmatic push for new investments in South Africa while also being determined to tackle socio-economic challenges that require redistributive policy approaches. If there's one place I'd rather be today than on the treadmill of Monday meetings, it is the African Investigative Journalism Conference at the University of the Witwatersrand. The progress of humanity should be measured by what is done for the marginalized and not for ruling elites who capture states to further self-interest. University campus counseling facilities are faced with a sharp increase in students seeking assistance. This is a positive sign, many students are seeking help. However, our concern must be with those students who are passive in seeking help. Those who may find themselves in a desperate position, where they see no way out and opt to end their lives. How do we reach them? Boko Haram jihadists have launched a large assault on a military base in Nigeria's remote northeast region and killed one soldier, defense officials say. The Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has claimed 164 lives, according to health authorities. Zimbabwe's main opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change Party, has held its 19th anniversary celebrations at Gwanzura Stadium in Harare. Namibia has scrapped a rule allowing only companies partly owned by black Namibians to apply for mining licenses, Mines Minister Tom Olwindo says. Some worry any impact affirmative action in Namibia might have had is now futile. Thank you for listening to the breakdown by That South African.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.